The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So if you want to stand and stand, listening to me for a little while, if you want to stand and stretch for a minute, you're welcome to do that. And then when you're ready, you can take a relaxed, alert posture. So here we are, and here you are, and perhaps remembering the respect, the warmth, the praise that the Buddha had for the people practicing around him, you can begin by perhaps understanding that to sit quietly in meditation, eyes closed, upright, is quite a respectful thing to do for yourself. And no matter how you are, you're welcome to come anyway. Any way you are, you're welcome to come to practice. Given how you are, though, to take a few moments to just kind of offer a degree or arouse a degree of respect or warmth for yourself sitting here. Sitting upright. And gently closing your eyes. And feeling your body. Perhaps a global awareness of your body. If it makes sense, feeling your body from the inside out. And if there's any easy ways to relax any held muscles, you might soften them, softening the belly. Perhaps there's some way of softening the muscles of your chest. The shoulders and the shoulder blades. And also relaxing muscles of your face. So the muscles and skin falls away from the bones. Can be helpful then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, really kind of stretching your rib cage as you breathe in, expanding your belly. And as you exhale, settle into your body more fully. Long, slow, deep exhale. Settling in. Letting your spine, your rib cage, your belly, your sitting bones all settle in. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Let the breathing breathe itself. And part of the art of meditation is knowing how to pay attention. So, for example, it's possible to bring your awareness really close to your breathing, close in, kind of like a microscope. Or it's possible to back off and be aware, almost like from far away, like from bird's eye view or from a distance. Wide angle lens. And there's a whole range in between that. So as you take in how you're breathing and how you are, see if you can adjust the angle, the focus of your breathing. See what's appropriate, what keeps you best connected to your breath. Maybe it's being really close and riding the sensations closely. Perhaps it's backing off and very globally aware of breathing. Sometimes if breathing is shallow and fast, it's good to kind of back off and be quite far away. And how close or far you are with your attention also depends on how your mind is, your state of your mind. You may experiment a little bit being close to your breathing or far away, depending on what's sustainable, what works for the state of your mind. If the mind is tense, sometimes making too much effort to get close to the breath adds to the tension, and it's better just to be very spacious and wide. Sometimes if the mind is sleepy or tired, dull, it's better to be precise and close to the breath. And it's completely normal for the mind to wander off into thought. And whenever you notice that happens, don't jerk the mind back to the breath or do it in some automatic way. See if there's a sense of calm, deliberate feeling of reconnecting, recentering. And what we're interested in the breathing is how the body experiences breathing. The felt sense in the body, the way the body moves or shifts or changes as you breathe. And then gently, as you exhale, allow the exhaling to soften or relax your body. Maybe a wave of softening that calms your body as you sit. Waves washing across the shore. With the exhale, the new wave of softening, calming the body. if it's helpful, reminding yourself of the kind of intimacy that can come from being indoors when it's raining. And let yourself have that contentment or closeness. As you allow the breathing to come and go, move through your body, allowing the breathing to help you arrive here. Being careful you don't get too calm, allowing there to be a calming effect, but maintaining an alertness of mind, a clear presence. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, prepare for the ending by entering into your breathing a little bit more fully again. Investigating what your breathing is like. Establishing a little more full connection with the whole experience of breathing from the inside out. And then as you hear the bell to end the sitting, perhaps you can almost hear it through your body, through your breathing. And at the end, when you finish hearing it, you can change your posture or move. See if you can keep a light contact with the experience of breathing. So we'll take 15 minutes for a period of walking meditation or bathroom or whatever you need to do. And some of the chairs in the outer hall can be moved aside so that we have a little more space indoors to do walking. And but what I'm most interested that you do during this 15 minutes is that you try to notice the best you can what the movement is like that takes you away from your breathing. So you're some contact with your breathing, and then you come on, what's that movement? What's that like when you wander away from the breath? What happens that pulls you away? And chances are maybe you won't see it happening, but you'll notice after a few moments or minutes that you're not connected. What happened there? And what's that movement like? And in some sense, the more you wander away, more often you wander away, the more you have to investigate. So be fine with wandering away. Just come back and notice. And so we'll come back, so start again at 10:50.